Inspirational Podcast Ministry of Bible Fellowship Church. Let's Talk is designed to give you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Light. Genesis 1:3 tells us, "And God said, let there be light, and there was light." Light was spoken into existence. As profound as that is, there's even more going on here. The eternally existent God spoke, and by the power of his spoken command, he created. Light came into existence. The physics of light, with its amazing precision and power, is simply mind-boggling to consider. But even more astounding is that by this same spoken word, God reveals himself to be a speaking God with whom we can interact. With those words, "let there be light," God declares, "let there be knowledge of God." What follows in this amazing book we call the Bible is all God's story. We learn who he is, what he is like, and what measures he'll go to show us his glory, grace, and truth, and that he has provided a way for us to know him and relate to him. The God of the universe has provided a way for us, mere human beings, to relate to him. Can there possibly be anything more astounding than that? Our Bibles teach us that only God creates. While our great enemy, Satan, cannot create, he's a master at distorting what has been created, including our ability to relate to God. 2 Corinthians 4 verses 4 through 6 addresses this when it says, "The God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For what we proclaim is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, with ourselves as servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, 'Let light shine out of darkness,' has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." What we learn from these verses is that Satan, who's referred to as the God of this world, now that's lowercase g, God of this world, has blinded the minds of unbelievers. Now, we're all aware that the physically blinded are unable to see. In fact, the truly blind can't even detect light. The spiritually blinded also have an inability to see, an inability to see God as he truly is, an inability to see Jesus for who he truly is. And as 2 Corinthians 4 tells us, even an inability to see the light of the gospel. Why? Because our adversary Satan has blinded their minds. He's distorted their ability to see God for who he truly is. This is so important to remember as we relate to unbelievers, especially those who are resistant to the truth of the gospel. With this understanding, it's really no mystery why our unbelieving family members and friends seem to have no interest in spiritual things. Let's not forget the awful condition in which they exist, blinded by Satan, so that they literally cannot see the light of the knowledge of God that we enjoy and so deeply desire for them as well. Aren't you glad the story doesn't stop there? As the next verse says, "For what we proclaim is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord." The good news of the gospel is God's message, the same one who commanded light into existence. Only God is able to remove the spiritual blindness of our unbelieving friends. Our appropriate response to this truth must include not only a greater compassion for the lost, but also increased motivation to diligently pray for God to remove the blinders Satan has deceitfully imposed. The author of 2 Corinthians was Paul, and of all men, he knew that God was able to shine the light of his truth into the mind of one spiritually blinded. Interestingly, the biblical record of Paul's conversion in Acts 9 says, "Suddenly a light from heaven shone around him." Paul personally experienced God on the road to Damascus when his own spiritual blindness was removed, allowing him to be able to see the light of the knowledge of the glory of God. Our hope for the removal of spiritual blindness is in God alone, the only one powerful enough to speak light into existence initially as well as today. Every time someone turns to the Lord, it's because our Creator God has overruled the blinding God of this world, causing one more soul to literally see the light of the knowledge of the glory of God. He did this for Paul, and he still does it today every time his light penetrates the heart of one Satan has blinded. No wonder Jesus is called the light of the world. No wonder a star, a light in the night sky, guided the Magi in search of the baby Jesus. No wonder the Apostle John described God's face like the sun shining in full strength. No wonder God said in the beginning, "Let there be light." Let's sing that line from Amazing Grace, "I once was blind, but now I see," with a new sense of awe in the power of God. Let's praise God for the miracle of physical light, but more importantly, for the miracle of spiritual light that shows up in all of its splendor and power every time someone turns to the light of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, for your amazing power to create. Thank you that your light is able to penetrate the deepest darkness. I praise you for your spiritual light that heals blinded minds and gives us the ability to know and relate to you. Amen. Well, thanks for joining us today for Let's Talk. Remember, come what may, only God can cause the blind to see.